I think Joseph is having a really bad day. What do you think? I'll tell you. Here he is, at the age of 17, when he's supposed to be dreaming these big dreams, you know, about the future, beaming with these bright hopes, you know, of being accepted into Harvard. Okay, maybe KU. I better say K-State, too, because, you know how that goes, right? And life ends up being the pits for Joseph, right? Literally the pits for Joseph. His older brothers, like you would expect, aren't throwing that football around there or taking him to the Royals game, you know, like Mike would take him, right? Not teaching him about how you date girls. They hate him so much, they threw him in the pit, which actually was a symbol for hell in those days. So I say Joseph was having a hell of a day that day. So here he is, rather than being at Starbucks, drinking his Americana, rather than surfing the net, he is stuck. And it, all because he's guilty of two things. Number one, why? He's his father's what? Favorite son, right? And the other thing is, he's a what? A dreamer. And Joseph's brothers hate him enough because, you know, because their father loves him so much more than them. But they're also told that they hate him. Why? Because of his what? They hate his dreams, right? So Joseph's down there, I'm sure he's texting him. He sends this ancient Eastern text message that says, OMGWTP, and you know what that stands for, right? Oh my gosh, why this pit? Right? At that point, they probably defriended him from Facebook. And if that's not bad enough, they sell him into slavery. And all why? Because they can't handle his dreams. You see, Joseph's dream disturbed that pecking order of the family, actually the pecking order of society at that time, right? He dreams of his brothers bowing down to his sheaf, right? And then he sees the moon and the stars, and they're bowing down too. In other words, Joseph's going to be in charge. He's going to rule over his whole family. That would go over really good, wouldn't it, with you two? Not with me. You know? So anyway, but the problem is, it's the younger over the older. And the bottom going to the top, it kind of reminds me of something Jesus said. I don't know about you. I think that. And by the way, what you don't know is, these dreams that Joseph had were a sign that God had given him special gifts, and he was supposed to do something very special. How would that make you feel if you were the stepbrothers? Oh, they were stepbrothers, by the way. We'll talk a little bit about his family next week, because they're a little dysfunctional, don't you think? Right. Joseph found out something that some of the rest of us find out. Other people in history have found out that not everybody can handle big God dreams, you know? And if you dream big God dreams, some folks aren't going to be able to handle your dreams either. Now, I'm not talking about ordinary dreams. We all have those ordinary dreams, don't we, where we're flying, or maybe we're back to being 10 years old or 102. I don't know what it is, you know? We could dream of being named after a hurricane. For those of you that read that, I'm not talking about that kind of dream. I'm talking about one of those dreams that just touches your soul. Do you know what I mean? It's as if God is saying to you, look what we can do together. It's one of those dreams that scares you to death, right? Because it's one of those dreams that kind of wakes us up and say, pay attention to life. Start thinking about what's really, really important, you know? It's that thing that makes us feel alive. Some of it call it, we found our passion. We can also lose that passion, I found out as well. But I think that God has sown deep inside our souls this huge dream, you know? But then we kind of ignore it, don't we? Because we just think it's too big, or it's just too dangerous for us to chase after. And after all, who am I to have big dreams, you know? Because God's dreams are dangerous. Because they threaten the status quo, and they envision like a different future. And there's not a lot of people that really want to see a big change in that. So I figured, how do you know if it's your passion? How do you know if it's a God's dream? Well, the way you would know it, like Joseph knew. If it confirms what's already going on, if it kind of rubber stamps that status quo, right? If it blesses the political empire of the day, no matter where you're living, right? It's not God's dream. Because God's dream will invert the way that we and everybody else looks at life. You know, the last shall be first, the youngest over the oldest. That's why the older brothers hate him. They don't want the way their society is set up to be turned over. And I also found that if you dream God's dream, you're probably going to get into trouble. It may land you in a pit in Birmingham. It may land you in a jail. Because dreamers put their own lives in danger. And why? Because other people want to kill your dream. If you haven't had that experience, you're not dreaming big enough. Reverend Martin Luther King, he was willing to put his life at risk for a dream, right? Because what was it going to do if his dream came about? It was going to disrupt the whole status quo of society as we knew it in the United States. Here's what he said. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood and sisterhood, I add. I have a dream that one day, even in the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, will be transformed into the oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children, right, will one day live in a nation not to be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Not everyone loved that dream, did they? They tried to kill it. And not everybody's going to understand your dream, you know? And sometimes we dream it, and it doesn't come to pass. Like Dr. King's dream, it led to his death. They tried to kill the dream, didn't they? And I think his dream has yet to be fulfilled totally, doesn't it? Dreams can die. I've seen that happen many times. I've seen it in people that I've worked with. I saw it in DeSoto last year when a high school senior was killed on the way home from graduation, killing his dreams, killing the dreams of his parents, of what they had for their future. I've seen dreams die when a marriage ends in divorce, or a couple who want children terribly, deeply find they can't have them, right? I've also seen it with people who think they have the dream job only to be laid off at 53, wondering how they're going to support the kids they still have at home in college and trying then to take care of their aging parents. Some of you know that dream, right? You know, King believed in his dream, and he honestly said that few of us will ever live to have our dream fulfilled. But did that stop him from dreaming? King never stopped dreaming, right? He still had the courage to dream. He still had the courage to take the risk and talk about it, knowing that not all dreams come true and that some dreams can end badly like his did for him and his family and for our nation, I believe. So why should we dream anyway? Because to dream is to live, and to not dream is to die. I like what Howard Thurman was a theologian, and he worked with Dr. King. He said, where there is no dream, life becomes a swamp, a dreary dead place, and deep within, our hearts begin to rot. Have you ever had your dream rot? Have you ever found yourself in a place in life where you don't have any hope anymore? There's no dream that's driving your life. There's no dream out there that says things are going to get better. Do you know that kind of a dream? Well, here's the thing. Even though you may not be dreaming anymore, God still has a dream in your soul. Who doesn't? I was thinking about this week as I look at the world. Who doesn't dream for a better future? Who doesn't want a better future for their children and their grandchildren? But do we dream of it anymore? Do we work actively for it anymore, you know? And we may feel like our life is in the pits and we can't do anything, but God is still working. on that dream, you know? Your dreams may not have come true yet, but that doesn't mean you should quit dreaming, because you know what? Joseph's dream didn't come true right away, did it? It took years and years and years for Joseph's dreams to come true. It was deferred, but Joseph's dream that God gave him was not denied. He kept dreaming, he kept trusting in God, which I think is the secret, and he kept working towards that dream, and eventually he was second command in Egypt, wasn't he? Saving millions of people because of his leadership, you know? God's dream is going to prevail because God has already overcome even death through Jesus Christ, his son, you know? And God's dream, this is what really gets me. God's dream is going to happen whether we help or not. How's that going to feel like when we stand before our Maker and he says, would you do to help bring my dream of life, of my kingdom on earth? And you say, well, I was scared. I didn't do it. I also think that until you know what that dream is that Jesus, God has put in your soul, you don't have any idea where you stand in the world or what you're living for. So I'm going to encourage you to dream on when you have clouds of doubt that are beginning to come into your mind, and dream on when depression wants to take that summer vacation and take over your heart and your mind. Because this church, we as a people, we're dreamers. We were sent here to dream for a better tomorrow for all of the world. You know, dream on, because greater is he that is in you than out in the world. Dream on, because God is not finished with you. God is not finished with this church yet. Dream on, even when you think you can't make a difference, because you can. Dream on, because the world badly needs dreamers. Looking at the violence and everything that's going on in the world today, we need dreamers who dream of a better tomorrow. Dream that impossible dream. Because nothing, nothing is impossible for God.
To dream the impossible dream.